This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where a great controversy all of a sudden has somebody standing up for the side of sanity and decency and goodness. What am I talking about? The controversy over the reflex that many people have, which I think is healthy. The reflex, when a terrible thing happens, like what happened at Uvalde, people say our thoughts and prayers are with the family. Right? Everybody says that. And gets attacked for it. Why? There is a very thought-provoking piece in the Wall Street Journal today. It's by a writer, I don't know yet, but his name is David Beshevkin. And he is actually the education director for NCSY, which is an organization that I support and that I know about. My kids were, two of our three children are members of NCSY, which is a National Council of Synagogue Youth. He's also the founder, Mr. Beshevkin is, of 1840, a media site that explores big Jewish questions. Okay, this is a big American question as well as a big Jewish question. You defend the idea of expressing thoughts and prayers at a time of tragedy and crisis. Why do they help? A little bit later, and I apologize for the mess up in the time. Such a nice introduction. But we will get back to that. There is a piece today by President Biden. He had a piece yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. Today he has a piece in the New York Times talking about what America will do and won't do in support of the Ukrainians in the midst of the war. Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, this is clip number six, talks about one of the things that does directly address a consequence to Russia that Russia doesn't like, but should not provoke any kind of war. Here's Secretary of State Blinken.
There is a strong consensus within NATO broadly for the rapid accession of Sweden and Finland to the alliance. I remain very confident that that will happen, that we're going to move forward. As I've said before, this is a process, and in that process, if allies have concerns, they raise them, and then we deal with them. NATO is dealing with them, but in particular, concerns that Turkey has raised directly with Finland and Sweden are being addressed by the Finns and the Swedes with the assistance of NATO. We want to make sure that all allies have their security concerns taken into account, and that, of course, includes Turkey. But I'm confident this process will move forward.
And part of the process moving forward involves exactly what President Biden is talking about in the New York Times. The title of his column, which I think he had some help from the White House staff on, What America Will and Will Not Do in Ukraine. And he writes, the invasion Vladimir Putin thought would last days is now in its fourth month. The Ukrainian people surprised Russia and inspired the world with their sacrifice, grit, and battlefield success. The free world and many other nations, led by the United States, rallied to Ukraine's side with unprecedented military, humanitarian, and financial support. And what is the latest on that financial support? This from National Security Advisor Ned Price, clip 7.
This is about self-defense for them. This is about preserving their country, their freedom, their democracy, their prosperity, and independence. And so every element of our security assistance has been geared towards that goal. And that is the goal of self-defense. It's the goal of, in many ways, self-preservation for our Ukrainian partners. So it is no secret, and I just made the case, that as the battle has shifted its dynamics, we have also shifted the type of assistance, the security assistance that our Ukrainian partners, that we are providing to them, in large part because they have asked us for the various systems that are going to be more effective in places like the Donbass, where the battle and the fight is quite different from what they encountered around the Battle of Kyiv.
And what he's talking about is these latest missile systems that are deliberately short-range missile systems. They're not supposed to be able to reach the ability of Ukraine to strike Russia, but to strike instead Russian troops that are currently occupying and destroying Ukraine. And then he was questioned, Ned Price, by a reporter about further U.S. involvement in the war. Here's what he had to say.
The whole idea of self-defense can also be pretty subjective. And so do you guys have like a clear criteria or benchmark for Ukrainians where and at what stages like these systems that you send them can be used or should be used, shouldn't be used?
There is nothing
subjective. You guys are stepping into like gray area here.
There is nothing subjective or even gray about the notion that Russian forces are inside sovereign Ukrainian territory, taking aim, killing Ukrainian defenders, but also civilians, men, women, and children. There is nothing subjective about that whatsoever. What we are providing our Ukrainian partners, what we have provided them and what we'll continue to provide them, is designed to enable their efforts to defend their country, to defend their freedom, their independence, and their democracy.
And this is what President Biden says in the column today. He says, America's goal is straightforward. We want to see a democratic, independent, sovereign, and prosperous Ukraine with the means to deter and defend itself against further aggression. As President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine has said, President of the United States says, ultimately, this war will only definitively end through diplomacy. Every negotiation reflects the facts on the ground. We have moved quickly to send Ukraine a significant amount of weaponry and ammunition so it can fight on the battlefield and be in the strongest possible position at the negotiating table. The situation, that's why President Biden says, I've decided that we will provide the Ukrainians with more advanced rocket systems and munitions that will enable them to be more precise in striking key targets on the battlefields in Ukraine. And again, if you take a look at the vote for the in approval of these aid packages, some of them involving a great deal of money, it really does show that this is one issue that can cross party lines. Every single Democrat voted for the aid package, and more than two-thirds, almost 75% of the Republicans in the House and in the Senate voted for these aid packages. It's a significant moment. And, in fact, we'll be talking later on about one of the things that may be adding to all of the tension and the mental illness that has been some of a problem in the United States has been the inability to agree on anything. But maybe we can largely agree that what Russia has done has been unconscionable, profoundly evil, and that it is a good thing if they be turned back and Ukraine be secured. We will be speaking about thoughts and prayers and how they really do help, coming up with Rabbi David Bashefkin.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, what's wrong with thoughts and prayers? Well, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today, as I mentioned before, that takes an unusual position. It not only indicates that there's something right about offering thoughts and prayers at times of tragedy and crisis and insecurity and despair, but it's actually also negative to go around and turn around and attack the people who are offering those thoughts and prayers. Rabbi David Beshevkin is a the education director for NCSY, which is the youth movement of the Orthodox Union of America. He's also an assistant professor of Jewish values at the Cy Sims School of Business at Yeshiva University in New York. His piece, Thoughts and Prayers Do Help. Okay, Rabbi, how do thoughts and prayers help?
Thank you so much for having me. Thoughts and prayers help because I believe it is the way that Americans, nearly since our inception as a country, communicate the urgency and the existential threat that we confront in our most pressing issues and most pressing times. What I quoted in the piece was Abraham Lincoln's second inauguration. In the middle of the Civil War, he famously said, "Fondly do we hope, fervently do we pray, that this mighty scourge of war may speedily pass away." And it's words like that that I believe actually highlight the importance of action. Meaning, instead of people directing their ire and frustration, and there's no reason and I share in their ire, frustration, dare I say anger, at the lack of action. I am I'm a big proponent of gun control, to be perfectly honest with you. But what concerned me was that a lot of the anger was being directed at the presence of prayer rather than the absence of action.
And what you're saying is that the whole idea of prayer is, I think it's C.S. Lewis who said that the importance of prayer is not to change God, it's to change yourself. And what you're suggesting is that if you're offering thoughts and prayers, for instance, to the victims at Uvalde, that's deeply meaningful. If you're going to follow that up with action and activism.
100%. What frightened me is that I saw that people's frustration, which again, I understand it completely, was being directed at any time somebody used language of prayer, they felt that it was wasteful, it was nothing, and that may or can be true, but where the direction of that frustration and that emotional response should be directed is at the lack of action. We shouldn't make the debate over how to resolve this scourge of shootings that are taking place in schools that began, I remember, when Columbine took place. I was a high school student. We should not direct that at the presence of prayer. The story that I mention inside of this piece is actually sums it up quite beautifully. It's a story that I have no idea if it actually happened, but it was about a group of people who went to pray during a drought. There was a drought and they needed rain, so they went to go pray for rain. And all these people are gathered together in prayer, and one innocent young child looks up at this group in the middle of a prayer rally and asks, "How come no one brought their umbrellas?" The child did not ask, "Why are we praying?" The child asked, "Where's everyone's umbrella?" If we take prayer seriously, as I believe we should, as both our petition to a higher power and the very language of urgency in the United States of America, as exemplified so eloquently by Lincoln, the response should not be, "Why are we praying?" or "Why are we using prayer for language?" The response can and should be to emphatically, loudly push, "Where is your umbrella? Where is the action? Where is the policy proposal?" But it's important not to be focused in that question, and instead of, so to speak, calling out prayer, we have to call out inaction.
What's fascinating to me is in the same opinion section of the Wall Street Journal in which your piece appears, there's another piece by an academic named Leah Greenfeld who talks about the rising level of mental illness in this country, which is, and the numbers are just shocking and very, very troublesome and very, very scary. What sort of a prayer, how can prayer help in that regard? If you're talking about a country where a very significant percentage of our younger people seem to be suffering from schizophrenia, depression, very serious mental health problems, what
what level of prayer is most appropriate to deal with that?
So first and foremost, when it comes to people who are suffering from serious mental, psychological illness, I mean, the first thing to do is to get medical attention and medical help. But once you are getting medical attention, what role can prayer play? Prayer is a friend, is a partner in the urgency to act. I believe prayer is really summed up, at least in the Jewish world, when we petition, the first thing that we ask for in our daily prayers, when we stand before God, so to speak, is we pray for wisdom. And what I think the prayer for wisdom is really saying is based on the serenity prayer that so many of your listeners, I have no doubt, are familiar with, which is said at the end of every Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Alcoholics Anonymous doesn't insist on a belief in God, but it does ask that you call out to a higher power. And in that famous serenity prayer, it asks, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to accept the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that wisdom to know the difference of where to direct our prayers, to ensure that our prayers don't encroach on the urgency of action itself, is why I believe that, at least in Judaism, the first thing that we do pray for is wisdom. Prayer and action are not foes. They are the deepest of friends. In fact, the language of action is often couched in prayer, as we mentioned. And I believe that the role of prayer, whether it's a national crisis or a personal crisis, is the humbleness to submit that there are things that are outside of our control. There are things that we will never be able to fully stop. There is also a need for courage to change the things through action, through whether political action, personal action, to change the things that can. And the ultimate prayer is the wisdom to know the difference.
And the fascinating thing to me is for people on both sides who have a dismissive attitude, they usually have a dismissive attitude to people on the other side. And you wonder about things like, well, yes, they can be meaningless gestures, but what would people feel or say if the President of the United States had not gone to comfort the stricken families in Uvalde? Rabbi Beshevskin, thank you for your column. We will post it at our website at michaelmedved.com. Thoughts and Prayers Do Help, the name of the piece. We will be right back with America's Mental Health Crisis.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices jumped a nickel from Tuesday to Wednesday. AAA finding the national average price for regular is up to $4.67 a gallon. The lowest average price is in Georgia at $4.16 a gallon. In California, the statewide average is up another 3 cents to $6.19 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com says these gas prices are costing Americans a lot of extra money.
Collectively, America, the U.S., is spending $623 million more every day on gasoline than we did just a year ago. So, obviously, a big bite out of the economy going to gasoline.
A Fairfax County, Virginia jury finds Amber Heard defamed Johnny Depp and awarded him $15 million in damages. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, the Cook rating system that does a regular ratings of congressional seats and the way that things are going, they took a look at the most recent numbers that they got from some of the key races that are taking place now, and they have tilted the map, indicating that this could be a big blowout year for Republicans. Now, Republicans can always blow it, and I think there are some Republicans who are doing everything they can to make it difficult for Republicans to actually win the kind of substantial election results that they need. But one of the things that I think is fascinating is that the Democrats, if there are two issues that polling actually does show that the Democrats are closer in their position to what the polling says the majority of the American people believe. And those two things are abortion and guns. And on most other issues, you will not find anything like a clear Democratic majority. But what's been fascinating about this is it may be that the polling was wrong or that the actuality of things is very different. I think when people talk about some 60% of people say that, want to support Roe v. Wade. It's over 60% of Americans say that they want Roe v. Wade to be there, and now it looks almost certain that Roe v. Wade will be overturned. And yet the advantage for Republicans only goes up. And on the gun issue, there's no doubt about it. And that the majority of people want to see some kinds of common sense adjustments to gun
regulation, including more effective background checks, perhaps including, and this is what Ross Douthat writes about, it's a very simple thing, and which is not banning all sales of guns or even of any kinds of guns to people under 21. He doesn't think that should happen, but what he thinks what should happen is that for people who are getting a gun under the age of 21 and maybe under the age of 25, that you go through a more rigorous registration process, maybe even with some detailed background, things that measure whether you fit in any way the kind of profile that you've seen after killer after killer after killer, who all tend to be very young men. Not all, but overwhelmingly they do. I think that's an idea that, again, people who are big Second Amendment defenders, that should not interfere for you. The idea that you would have a special need if you were someone of that age and in that age group and in that vulnerability group to go through a more rigorous permission process before you get the kind of gun that can do the kind of damage that we've seen recently. That, it seems to me, is a kind of compromise, a middle ground, common sense area where maybe, just maybe this time, there will be some good faith attempt not to solve a problem, because you can't solve a problem like this with a snap of fingers or just by a few congressional votes, but maybe to enhance the situation so that the desire to fight against crime, to try to protect people with public safety, will actually pay off and have some consequence that transcends any of the partisan gamesmanship that people play on this. Now, the economy remains the big issue. And there is a brutal dose of reality from Larry Summers, who's a very smart guy. He's a former Secretary of the Treasury and a former president of Harvard, as a matter of fact, leading economist. And he says the facts of the U.S. economy at the moment are a little bit scary. Here's what he had to say, clip 16.
Here's the unfortunate, painful fact, and it's true of the U.S. experience, and it's true of the experience of other rich countries like us. When inflation's above 4 and unemployment's below 4, you are almost certain to have a recession within the next 2 years.
Okay, and that is an indication of why even the good news about the very low unemployment rate that we have right now, yeah, there's a labor shortage. There are people who want a job can find a job. But that combination of inflation and low unemployment could lead to a recession sometime in the next 2 years. This is not news that Joe Biden wants to hear. CNN reports on a new Gallup poll with a fairly shocking result. Clip 5.
But these are the worst numbers in more than 10 years?
Yeah, that's the worst number in over a decade, according to Gallup. And it's not just about how they feel about the economy right now. It's how they feel about it going forward. Do you think the economy is getting better or worse? And look here. Only 20% say better, 77% say worse. That's the worst spread, again, in over a decade. And, you know, it's not just about views of the economy overall. It's views about how you're changing your own habits, right? How is inflation impacting Americans? Change grocery purchases, 63%. Cut back on extras, 63%. Cut back on driving, 54%. So they're seeing it bad nationally, and they're feeling in their pockets as well.
And this is why you have things like the Cook Analytics looking at a big Republican sweep right now. What do Americans feel, according to NBC now, another mainstream media source? What do Americans think about how Joe Biden's handling the rising cost of living? This is clip four.
Backlash over inflation. A new NBC News poll showing 71% of Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of the rising cost of living. And a lot of people won't like to hear this. Gas prices now reaching a new all-time high, $4.67 a gallon. Get this, up 5 cents since yesterday.
Okay, here's basically a confession by the president's, the head of his economic council, Brian Deese. Listen. Clip 11.
What the president is and what we are very confident in is that we can approach this challenge and we can focus our efforts on bringing inflation down without having to sacrifice all of the economic gains that we've made because of the unique position of strength that we are in, because of the progress that we have made made over the course of the last 15 months. We are now uniquely well positioned to do that.
Does the president think that the Fed needs to revise or review its modeling and forecasting techniques given they pretty badly misjudged that inflation was not actually transitory?
That falls squarely into the category of things that we will leave to the independent judgment of the Fed.
And that he doesn't want to answer. We will be right back on the Medved Show. Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved.
You're unbelievable.
And on the Michael Medved show, Tara Strong, who is a Hollywood... people used to use the term starlet, and then the term starlet seemed to be demeaning to women, so heaven forbid you can't use that. But Tara Strong is a starlet. She has provided voices for animated series such as the new Batman Adventures, Teen Titans, Teen Titans Go, and the Powerpuff Girls. And she has our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And actress Tara Strong says, "Dear POTUS," that's President of the United States, "America is hurting. Why not try a buyback program for all the AR-15s and all assault rifles and send them to Ukraine? Their women and children are being raped and slaughtered every day while the world watches in horror. Elderly and innocent displaced and murdered every day." Now, that's true in Ukraine. But that buyback program, the difficulty here is, and it's very, very difficult to even imagine the thinking, is, okay, Tara, let's say that somehow you could buy back how many of the 400 million firearms in private hands. The difficulty with that number also is that it doesn't even distinguish between the private hands of law-abiding citizens who have never had any kind of firearms offense or harmed anybody with their firearms, and people who use the firearms in gangs. There apparently are 38,000 guns that are stolen regularly from somewhere, which is one of the things that the senators are talking about, are more mandatory gun security to try to reduce the number of gun thefts where the guns get into entirely the wrong hands. And again, this is something that the NRA
feels strongly in support of. And the idea that this tweet should become so popular, and it's shockingly popular, with lots and lots of likes for Tara Strong, the idea that you just want to buy back assault rifles and send them to Ukraine. Right now, we're actually sending them more important weapons than that. And what's fighting here right now with the troubles that Americans feel, if you have people like Lawrence Summers who are saying we're going to have a recession within 2 years, and some 70% of Americans, according to polling, who believe that, we are going to be heading toward a recession. I'll tell you what doesn't help is when people like Janet Yellen begin admitting their mistakes. Listen, this is clip 12.
I think I was wrong then about the path that inflation would take. As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that I at the time didn't fully understand.
Okay. And if Janet Yellen doesn't understand it, I mean, she has a brilliant academic record. She has been head of the Federal Reserve. She is now our Treasury Secretary. This is all going on at a time when people can't find enough people to hire. It's a peculiar situation. Clip 3.
High demand. And for a summer getaway is being met by a low supply of seasonal workers. From bars and restaurants to hotels and resorts, many employers are finding themselves short-staffed, and the trouble for travelers is likely to begin right out of the gate.
Where I really see the staffing shortages the most are in airports and in restaurants, and especially restaurants in airports.
Travel experts say expect long lines and limited food options at the airport, and once you reach your destination, keep in mind some summer staples are struggling. A national lifeguard shortage has left families looking to beat the heat high and dry.
Out of the 309,000 parks and pools, it'll be about a third of them that will not be able to open.
The lack of lifeguards has already forced cities like Austin and Phoenix to keep half of their public pools closed. Even tourist attractions like theme parks and zoos are short-staffed. Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium has turned to tech to fill roles, installing 47 self-service kiosks to handle ticketing and take orders at concession stands.
Okay, this is supposed to be good news, right? The fact that there are more people entering the workforce. Julia Pollack, who is chief economist at the job site ZipRecruiter, says anytime you have trillions of extra dollars sloshing around in the economy chasing more goods and services that are being produced by fewer people, you're going to have the very, very tight labor market. Employers across the nation are ramping up wages to attract workers in a tight labor market. In April, average hourly earnings, in the month of April alone, average hourly earnings rose 5.5% from a year earlier, well above the roughly 3% increase at the end of 2019 before the pandemic hit. States including Arizona and Georgia, both key swing states, have record low jobless rates, the lowest unemployment rates ever. And they have solid wage growth at the same time, but major cities in those states are also confronting inflation that exceeds the national rate of 8.3%. The Phoenix and Atlanta metropolitan areas saw consumer prices rise 11% and 10.8% respectively. The idea of harnessing all this It is not a simple undertaking. One thing that is a simple undertaking, it seems to me, is when people have ruined lives and have attempting to murder a president of the United States, then letting him come out to do a concert tour and to go back to civilian life. John Hinckley Jr., the man who tried to assassinate President Reagan to impress Jodie Foster in 1981, you remember that, is now going to be given full freedom on June 15th after a ruling by a district court judge. District Court Judge Paul L. Friedman made the ruling today after he said in September he would free Hinckley from restrictions on June 15th. Hinckley was confined to a mental hospital for more than two decades after a jury found him not guilty by reason of insanity in shooting Reagan. Now, if you're not guilty by reason of insanity, it doesn't mean that now all of a sudden you're safer. But starting in 2003, Friedman began allowing Hinckley to live for longer stretches in the community with requirements like attending therapy. Great. He's been living full-time in Virginia since 2016, though still under restrictions. In July, Hinckley, who plays guitar and sings and writes music, has shared his music on a YouTube channel. He plans to give a concert in Brooklyn. Appearances in Connecticut and Chicago for what he called the John Hinckley Redemption Tour have been canceled. Do you remember James Brady, who was the presidential press secretary who had permanent brain damage by a wound to the head from one of Hinckley's bullets? The entire thing is beyond belief. We deserve better and more sanity in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I am using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.